Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Unbelievable win for the Pirates last night. Down 6-0, win 9-6. I hope they didn't use up all their runs. Paul Skeens goes today at 340. If Paul Skeens and the Buccos should win this game, Doran, the Pirates would then be 9-9 under Don Kelly.
Wow.
How about that? The story of the night, though, Hank Davis comes in for a banged-up Joey Bart, hits an opposite field double and a home run, and John Wehner joins us now to discuss. Good morning to you, John.
Good morning. I woke up this morning. I'm like, my gosh, what could these guys possibly ask me today, like after another game like that? Because I fell asleep in like the sixth
inning. Me too, pal.
And I'm like, I got up. I'm like, whoa, wait a minute. We're going to have lots of things to talk about this morning.
Well, I know Henry Davis, he hit a home run. To me, the better sign even was he takes that breaking pitch low on the outside corner and hammers it the opposite way, John. What are you seeing out of Big Hank? And even if Bart were healthy, would you try to get him in the lineup almost every day?
Yeah, I think you need to at this point. You know, started noticing it last week watching his batting practice and even his at-bats in the game. The bat head's starting to stay in the zone again, you know, and we haven't seen that in a while. His bat's been so in and out of the zone, and it's kind of hard to describe on TV, but you know, like if you were to take a swing and let go of the bat, his bat would have ended up down the third baseline in foul territory. Right now, his bat's staying through the zone. So if he'd leave go of the bat, it would go towards the middle of the field. Basically, his bat head staying through the zone like I haven't seen it. Spring early on in his career. But, that first pitch home run, the best swing I've seen out of him in 2 years.
Wow.
And then
wow.
he comes up the next at bat and takes a breaking ball outer half and hits it the right center with authority. This guy has power. This guy has talent. I mean, and I know everybody thinks he's a flop, but he's still relatively young. Those are probably the two best swings I've ever seen him take. And I noticed improvement last week, particularly in BP and in game swings, that the bat path is improved immensely.
John, I mean, for me, whenever I watch the games, since Donnie Kelly has taken over, I can tell that it does look different. This team looks different. The way they play baseball looks different. But from your eye, does this team give off a different aura? Do they give off a different confidence, now that Donnie Kelly has taken over?
I think there's a little more energy. This game's so individual. You know, it's like if you don't – and there's a lot of guys fighting for their jobs. There's a lot of guys, you know, fight to stay in the big leagues and what have you. And so, but I do think there's a little more urgency in terms of the way they go about their business. It's kind of hard to see it when you're getting shut out or you're not scoring runs. But I do believe they know that they're better than they've played so far. I do think that Donnie does bring an energy. Donnie does bring a positivity like no other. He's one of the greatest human beings on earth, and he is 100% positive all the time. And so I think that definitely rubs off on the guys, and I certainly think it makes a difference to an extent. Last night, for instance, I just want to bring this up just because we haven't seen it much of this year. Obviously, the Davis two-run homer was huge. What Joey Wentz did was huge to come in and throw 3 2/3 and kind of keep it where it was. But I don't know. I'm sure there's a statistician out there somewhere just to talk about getting hits with the bases loaded or scoring 3 runs with one swing of the bat. The Pirates did that twice last night. I don't think they did it twice in the last month, to get just one swing driving in, like the IKF double down the line. Bases loaded, you know, it seems like every time we're up there with the bases loaded, that ground ball goes right to the third baseman. They turn two. Okay, he gets it down the line and scores three. Then obviously a couple guys get on. Reynolds hits the home run. I think it's huge also that Reynolds is getting hot. But, yeah, I think when you have games like that especially, I think Donnie Kelly has something to do with it just because he is always – there's not going to be any, you know, boo-hooing or you know, he's not going to get down on the dauber. He's going to be out there and he's going to be positive. He's going to push and he's going to believe and he's going to have confidence in his guys. A game like last night where you're getting those big hits takes a lot of pressure off the guys in the batter's box. And I think, you know, hopefully this will get them going. And back to your answer with Henry Davis, I don't know if Bart's going to be okay or not. Davis has been getting more at-bats recently. He'll get more at-bats going forward as he's, if he's swinging it like that.
I would hope so. And then you've got Alexander Canario, who... Look, he kind of looks like a dude, John. I mean, he just needed to be in the lineup a little bit more to show his stuff. What are you seeing out of him?
Yeah, he's been impressive. He's taken advantage, you know. I mean, he's a little more violent at the plate than most. You know, he goes up there to attack. He's up there swinging. I wouldn't call that a picture-perfect swing, you know, but it's he gets after it, and he has to be in the lineup. You know, again, with the offense, I know that they've obviously got him in there pretty much every day for the last couple of weeks. Yeah. You know, I think he did a good job in center field last night, too. I watched the last three innings because I was like, whoa, what happened? And, he chased a couple of balls down. You know, obviously, if it's Reynolds and Cruz out there, it's got to be Canario over Pham. You know, and Pham's actually collecting some hits lately, too, but Canario deserves to be in there. He's, you know, the way he's swinging it until he cools off, he's got to play.
9 hits in his last 5 games for Alexander Canario. John, we appreciate the time. As always, Paul Skeens today. Go get him, guys.
Yeah, go win a series. That will be fun. But, yeah, I guess I think that should help this club, that big win last night. So, and you got to start winning games at Skeens. Skeens got to collect some wins.
Darn right. Darn right. Thank you, John. We'll talk to you next week. Appreciate your time as always.
All right. Have a good week.
Thanks, John.
You too.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America. For America.